You're listening to the Strength Discovered podcast. On this podcast, we explore the different ways that self-doubt can hold us back and what we can do about it. From energy work to neuroscience, if it helps us turn down the volume of self-doubt and amplify the experience of self-love and confidence, then we're going to talk about it. I'm your host, Stephanie Nielsen. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, my friend. It is your girl, Stephanie, here. And today's mini-sode is all about pressure versus pleasure and how we can create change and which one I prefer. And it's easy to find myself in pressure mode. You probably can relate to that. But I've noticed that when I'm able to begin creating change from a place of pleasure, instead incorporating things that feel good, it's very different. It feels good to create from a state of pleasure instead of pressure. For me, I find that when I'm in pressure mode, my clarity decreases, my self-criticism increases, my resistance also increases, which is interesting. And I've also noticed that it's in a fear-based mode, like a fear-based state of being. Like if I had to embody it in a sentence, it would kind of be along the lines of, I'll get there, but I have to force it. And it feels shitty to create from that state. And I'm very aware of this right now because I'm creating my course that I'm launching in February. And if you're interested in that, make sure you check the show notes. There's an early bird list that you can sign up for if you want to take part in that beta course that's happening in February. But I've noticed that I enjoy creating the course when I'm in a state of pleasure instead of pressure. And it's because when I am approaching it from a place of how can this feel good? How can I have my emotional state be in a high vibe state? It increases my clarity. It decreases my self-criticism. It decreases the resistance that was there. And it feels very faith-based instead of fear-based. And if I had to embody this state of being into a sentence for myself, it would be, I'll get there and I'll enjoy the journey. And that feels so different from pressure. And I know we all have to-do lists. We have goals and dreams that we are going after. And the way that we achieve those dreams and goals matters. Because when we achieve them from a place of pressure, and then we are locked into this hard work, no pleasure mode. And that, no, thank you. I've been there. I don't want to do that. I would rather do it from a place of pleasure so that along the journey, it feels good. It feels enjoyable instead of feeling draining and unfun. So I am choosing to create this course that I'm making from a place of pleasure. And it's coming across in the outcome. It's coming across in the way it's coming out. It's very, I'm kind of a little bit impressed with how well it's coming together because I wasn't expecting it to come together like it has been. And it's very beautiful. And I'm very excited. It's just very different from where I started. And I this course has been on my mind for 6 months. And I just got into the place, that vibrational state of pleasure. And it started to happen very differently than what it had been. Like in pressure mode, I was putting it off because there was a lot of self-criticism going on and there was a decrease of clarity going on. So I wasn't even sure how to create it. But when I started shifting into this creating from pleasure, a mind-blowing change with the inspiration and the flow that has already worked its way into the course I'll be offering. So I want you to think about your own goal, right? This is coming from my perspective, but what are you working on right now? And how have you been approaching it? Is it with pressure or is it with pleasure? For me, pressure brings so much overwhelm and then like it's easy to give up. It's easy to say, fuck this. I don't know how I'm going to accomplish this, so I'm just not even going to try. But when we are able to look at it with, okay, how can I enjoy my journey as I'm moving towards this? How can every step of the way feel good to me? And I really believe wholeheartedly that the energy, the intention, or the vibrational state that we approach our goals with impacts the outcome. So if we were to think about this on a strictly vibrational scale, each emotion, each state of being, right, thoughts and emotion coupled together, has a vibrational frequency that matches that state of being. And that frequency is felt on the level of every cell in our body. And to put this in a way where we can understand, where maybe you're in a social gathering, this is the easiest way to feel it. And someone walks in the room and you can feel the entire energy of the room shift and change, sometimes in a negative way and sometimes in a positive way. And that's because the energy or the vibrational state that that person is in actually is sending out an electromagnetic signal of that vibration. So when we think about going after our goals and our dreams, our vibrational state through which we are achieving those goals and dreams is very important, because the outcomes are very different. When I look back and trying to create this course 6 months ago, and all the pressure that was there, it never came to fruition because I was in a vibrational state that couldn't handle the creativity necessary to build what I'm building right now. So I hope you'll join me. I hope you will join me in this new approach to creating change and to achieving our goals, and to incorporate the achievement of it with so much pleasure that it changes the outcome to more of what we want instead of trying to force it. So pressure means I'll get there, but I have to force it. But pleasure is I'll get there and I'll enjoy the journey. We can achieve anything that we set our minds to. But it's more than that. It's about the energy behind it. It's about the vibrational state or the energetic state that we're in as well. It makes a difference. So I hope you've enjoyed today's mini-sode, really exploring the idea of shifting from pressure to pleasure. Let me know if you enjoyed this and if you had any aha moments about how you want to apply this new shift for yourself when it comes to achieving whatever you're working towards right now. With all my love, sending it your way, you've got this. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Strength Discovered podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or have a request for a specific topic, I would love to hear from you. Please DM me on Instagram at Strength Discovered. Also, if this podcast makes you think of a friend who would resonate with this message of self-love and empowerment, please share it with them. And don't forget to subscribe. The content provided on this podcast is not to be used as a substitute for medical or mental health advice. Please seek appropriate professional help when needed.